In Science and Health, Mrs. Eddy gives us the definition of church in these words, quote, "The structure of truth and love. Whatever rests upon and proceeds from divine principle. The church is that institution which affords proof of its utility and is found elevating the race, rousing the dormant understanding from material beliefs to the apprehension of spiritual ideas and the demonstration of divine science, thereby casting out devils or error and healing the sick." Close quote. The purpose of our organization is to meet the need of humanity for a practical and thus a satisfying Christianity. A Christianity can be wholly satisfying when it appeals not alone to revelation, but to reason and logic. Revelation and reason must coincide. Just as Jesus was a more or less disturbing factor in the religious life of his time, with his disregard of superstition and false theology, so our scientific Christian of today meets the opposition of conservative religious thought when he says, quote, "All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all," close quote. They said of Jesus in the olden days, quote, "He makes himself at one with God," close quote. Today, the scientific Christian makes himself at one with God. The false theology, God and man, too, which has for so many generations been the basis of all religion and the foundation of all churches, is the constant malpractice or suppositional opposite of truth, which every Christian Science church comes under. The malpractice would involve us in consideration of things as important, which have no importance at all. It would involve us in rushing about smartly, troubled about many things, wasting much valuable time, as did Martha of old, thinking that doing good is more important than being. Jesus said Mary chose the better part, learning to be rather than to do. Being, because it is God being, is never inactive or apathetic. If it were, it would contradict the very idea of itself. The only God there is mind. And this one mind must be used as our mind, or we are having other gods. We still are tempted to feel that we must work up to God, and that perhaps someday, if we are good enough, we shall become at one with God. We are always trying to reconcile God to man by trying to make the human godlike, when it is only as scientific Christians that we demonstrate or be the perfect man. Understanding God, we are man. An attitude of thought which looks up to God is not reverential. It is not Christian, nor is it science. It is an emotional state which is not conducive to progress. It is really paganism. Quote, "We lose the high signification of omnipotence when, after admitting that God or good is omnipresent and has all power, we still believe there is another power named evil. This belief that there is more than one mind is as pernicious to divine theology as are ancient mythology and pagan idolatry. Close quote. Science and Health. Accepting universal belief, and having in thought a man who needs redemption, a world to be saved, the second part of the definition of church has been followed as a command. And we have tried to do the impossible thing of endeavoring, in the way the other churches have proved to be of little avail through various human efforts, to elevate the race, to give proof of the utility of Christian Science without Christian Science. Does the world know what will heal it? Certainly, the consciousness of a world that needs healing is not the Christ consciousness, which will heal it. We cannot take Christian Science to anyone at any time. Our church is not for the purpose of bringing good to humanity, but of showing humanity the good already at hand, the omnipresence demonstrable as mind. A spiritual awakening must precede the desire for truth. We are not engaged in a Christian endeavor as are the other churches. They are Christians, as the world terms Christianity, but we are scientific Christians. And as scientific Christians, we are not engaged primarily in healing the sick and saving the sinner. Yet, as scientific Christians, we do both. Quote, Jesus came to rescue men from these very illusions to which he seemed to conform, from the illusion which calls sickness real, and man an invalid needing a physician, the illusion that death is as real as life. From such thoughts, mortal inventions one and all, Christ Jesus came to save men through ever-present and eternal good. Close quote. Unity of Good. We are Christian Scientists not because something has come to us from without, but because of something that is going on within. This forever coming of the Christ, this ever-present truth unfolding as our consciousness, makes us scientific Christians. Christian Science could not be brought to anyone, by anyone, though that may appear to be what happens. Nothing is going on external to the consciousness of each individual. Christian Science is the unfoldment of the Christ as awakening in consciousness. No one is ever awakened from without. Nothing is happening without. The crusading spirit, the desire or wish to spread this gospel, is false theology. The whole premise of the crusader is an acceptance of a man separate from God. An individual awakened sufficiently to perceive something of the Christ will always find the human means at hand to confirm his awakening. Demand and supply are one. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, in the name of oneness, and never fear the consequences. Close quote. This is exactly what a scientific Christian will do. A cup of cold water in Christ's name. What could this be but a clearer recognition on the giver's part of the oneness of God and man? Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his material sense for his friend, or that he include his friend in his own reflection of God. Our relationship with our brother is our relationship with God. This is the structure of truth and love, which will give proof of its utility and will elevate the race. The greater need of today is for pure metaphysics, a scientific Christianity that will do the works of Jesus. The only way in which we can establish our church today is the way of scientific healing. Dissension in our church does not come because the majority are not maintaining the scientific attitude of one mind. All dissension comes because of the personal sense of human opinion of right and wrong. Right and wrong are relative terms and do not really belong in the vocabulary of the Christian Scientist. Good and evil are relative terms when we use them in connection with the human being. The Christian Scientist is interested only in truth, not error. There is no opinion about these. We sit in judgment of our neighbor, forgetting that our neighbor is our own sense of God, and apparently forgetting that mind can demonstrate its presence only as true ideas or thoughts, and that no church in the world can give proof of its utility as long as there is no scientific Christianity. Our thought must be lifted above the human thing we call church. No church can give proof of its utility as long as there is no scientific Christianity. As an idea of truth, church is eternal, unshakable, steadfast, pure. As an idea of love, it is all-embracing, all-sustaining, all-protecting, all-guiding. Is this your church? Our human activities, our lecturers, our teachers, practitioners, are the human appearing of our discernment of good. Divine love proving its presence by meeting the human need so that our discernment grows clearer. Our lecturers, our teachers, our church, everything necessary to meet successfully the needs of humanity for redemption will have none of the limitations which go with the human concepts.